Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 18, and I believe it's 23 to can someone 26, isn't it? Shishuka uvacha ata putra diti shakra. Asha sanasya tasyedam dhruvam unata cetasaha madashoshaka indrasya Bhuyatyena suto hime Ashasanasya tasyedam Dhruvam unada chetasa Madashoshaka indrasya Bhuyadyena suto hime Ashasanasya tasyedam Dhruvamunada chetasa Madashoshaka indrasya Bhuyadyena suto hime Ashashanasya, thinking, tasya, of him, idam, this body, dhruvam, eternal, unadashe tasa, whose mind is unrestrained, madasho shakaha, who can remove the madness, indrasya, of Indra, Bhuyat, may there be, Yena, by which, Sutaha, a son, he, certainly, may, of me. I think it's best so that we have the context that I start from text 23. Please listen carefully. Shishukadev Goswami said, just to help Indra, Lord Vishnu killed the two brothers Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Because of their being killed, the mother Diti, overwhelmed with lamentation and anger, contemplated as follows. Now you will hear the thoughts of an angry mother. Diti's two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, had been killed by Lord Vishnu because Vishnu wanted to help Indra. This is now what Mother Diti thinks. Lord Indra, who is so very much fond of sense gratification, has killed the two brothers Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu by means of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, this Indra is so cruel, so hard-hearted, and so sinful. When will I, after having killed him, rest with a pacified mind? So Diti thinks, I can only sleep happily when Indra, who is the cause of the death of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. When dead, the bodies of all the rulers, known as kings and great leaders, will be transformed into worms, stool, or ashes. After being death, this is the destination of the body. If one enviously kills others for the protection of such a body, does he actually know the true interest of life? Certainly he does not. For if one is envious of other entities, he surely goes to hell. Purport. The material body, even if possessed by a great king, is ultimately transformed into stool, worms, or ashes. When one is too attached to the bodily conception of life, he is certainly not very intelligent. And then the last verse, the verse of today, Diti thought, Indra considers his body eternal, and thus he has become unrestrained. I therefore wish to have a son who can remove Indra's madness. Let me adopt some means to help me in this. Purport. One who is in the bodily conception of life is compared in the Shastras to animals like cows and asses. Diti wanted to punish Indra, who had become like a lower animal. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before trying to speak on this subject matter, it is a great need for me to express to all of you, my dear devotees, my profound gratitude to be able to be here in Vrindavan Dham, in this most wonderful temple, and address you just one day after the month of Kartik has been finished. I want to express my profound gratitude also to the leaders of this temple who have created such a wonderful oasis of Krishna consciousness, where there is so much chanting and hearing going on. When you go through the Krishna Balaram Mandir nowadays, you see a program in the temple, chanting program, then in the Krishna Balaram Hall, I believe it's called, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj is chanting, then in Prabhupada's room, Agnidev Prabhu is chanting, somewhere else a lecture goes on, and I just came here, I don't know this is what I noticed, but there will be many more things going on. So I want to thank the leaders, our esteemed temple president, Panchagoda Prabhu, and his competent team of devotees, to create such a great oasis where we can go and feel the vibrancy of Krishna consciousness touching our heart and purifying it. So this subject matter here in the Bhagavatam is very much about a struggle of impure hearts. We see that one mother who has lost her two children, they were demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, but she felt nevertheless like a mother for them, feels very aggrieved and angry and wishes to take out her vengeance on Indra. That's the third second person. Diti accuses Indra to be hard-hearted and ruthless, just interested to, let me say, to push his own selfish interests and using even Vishnu for this. So Diti wants to kill Indra, but Indra is very powerful. He has killed Vritasura in the past, and is the most powerful demon. How will Diti, a woman, kill Indra? So she needs to make a plan. And her plan is to go to her exalted husband, Kasyapa. And although she knows he is peace-loving, she wants to get a certain promise from him, which will enable her to see Indra lying in the blood of his heart on the ground. That's how angry she is. So what she does is she uses her female charms and serves her husband very nicely, so that Kasyapa's heart melts with affection for Diti, and then says, you can have anything from me. Anything, just ask. And Diti then brings out her evil plan, which shocks Kasyapa. She says, I want you to tell me what are the means to kill Indra. And Kasyapa goes, oh no! Oh no, again she does something. First, she somehow seduced me, and I was so weak that I lay with her in the evening time, and the result were two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Now this same woman who created chaos in the past again wants to create chaos, and I'm so weak-hearted, I'm so attached to her outer form and her charms that I have again become a prey to my senses. And this woman, oh, fee on me, again a chaos, again some disaster, again a murder. But I've given my promise. So he then tells Diti the means how to be successful in her plan. As we will hear later, the story takes a good twist, but that's not for this Bhagavatam class. For this Bhagavatam class, I want to stop here and bring the subject to you, my dear audience. For a moment, I will be highly uncomfortable and unpleasant in my talk, but after some time, it will take a good turn. The idea here is, Because of material attachment, three people are locked in a deadly situation. Diti, who wants to kill, Indra, who is to be killed and who needs to defend himself, and Kashyapa Muni, who has been somehow brought down from his spiritual level of Krishna, of detachment, and who has now been again, he finds himself in a situation which he despises, he doesn't like it. What is the cause? It is attachment. It is what the Bhagavatam describes to be the knot in the heart. Can you feel your knot in the heart? There's a knot here. Knoten in Deutsch. A knot of false ego, which binds us who are an eternal soul full of bliss and knowledge, yes, to this material body and material mind. This knot of the heart is the greatest problem, because from this knot, this knot of attachment, all our failures in Krishna consciousness originate. This knot, which binds the soul to an illusion, is very difficult to give up. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami quotes one Bhagavatam verse where he says, how it is possible to give up this knot, and this will be the good news of the lecture. I will talk about it in a moment, but to prepare you, I have to pierce a little on your ego so that you can feel the knot. I want you to know what it is. It's not a theory here. We are in a very serious discussion at the moment. This knot in the heart, or this ego, gives rise to material attachments, to lust, to anger, to illusion, madness, envy. Six enemies in the heart are there because of this knot of false ego. We may practice Krishna consciousness for a good number of years, but if this knot in the heart is not cut, we will remain on the material platform of consciousness. Even when we go to Vrindavan, to the most sacred space in the universe, a sacred spot or holy place in the universe, even if we are in the months of Kartik chanting our Damodarashtakam, even if we are in the association of devotees, this knot in the heart can spoil our spiritual life. Not entirely though. When we are in the Dham is working in some ways, but this knot on the heart, we can chant 64 rounds, we can chant 120 rounds, we can everything, we can do kirtan, Hare Krishna, but if we do it on this platform of the false ego, there is very slow results, very little, maybe almost nothing, but something. This knot in the heart of false ego is there and needs to be addressed. And most probably you have seen, when you are in Vrindavan, it's always at rest. One of my good friends has said, Vrindavan seems to be determined to hold a mirror in front of your eyes so that you can see who you really are. A beginner with a big knot in the heart, a disease, an illness. This knot in the heart, my dear devotees, is so difficult. It cannot be untied by us, like you untie the knot in a shoelace, you know. It needs to be cut. And there is only one person who can cut it. Krishna. Alone, we are not able to cut this knot. In Europe, there is a story of Alexander the Great. He comes from the birthplace of our Panchagoda Prabhu, Macedonia. And he was conquering first Greece. And after Greece, his greedy eyes fell on Asia, and he came to he gathered his armies to conquer first North Africa, then please help me, Persia, then he went to Pakistan, and he even went to India. He could conquer parts of India. He was really very intense. And there was when he started his campaign, he came to a town called Gordon. It is somewhere in northern Africa. There was a chariot who had a knot, the Gordian knot, which bound the one part of the chariot. Maybe the English-speaking devotees can help me. It's the thing where you yoke the horses. It's here. Not a rein. That you don't yoke the horses to a rein. It's you know, that part which goes from the chariot to where the horses are. Deichsel in German language, if that means anything to you. So that was tied with a knot. And this knot was made of leather where they had poured water on the leather. Do you know what happens when leather is poured with water? It first expands and then it contracts. It goes down. It comes together. And this knot had been treated with water, and now it had come together so much that it was like a ball. So the prophecy was, anyone who can untie this knot will be the conqueror of Asia. Many, many kings had tried in the past to untie this Gordian knot. Then Alexander the Great came there. He wanted to become the emperor of Asia. He saw the Gordian knot. And do you know what he did? He took out his sword and just cut it. It opened, it fell, and everyone knew this man is dangerous. He has a good brain, innovative, creative mind, and he will conquer all of us. And that's what Alexander did. The prophecy was good. This is an analogy. The knot of false ego is stronger than the Gordian knot, much stronger, my dear devotees. It can't be untied. It has to be sizzled through, or it has to be cut. So, Sanatana Goswami quotes a verse from the Bhagavatam which says how this can be done. Many of you have tried it and are not yet so successful. I am also one of those who are not yet successful. But here is the means how it can be cut. The verse is, you know it, if you can chant it with me. Vidyate hridaya grantis chityante savasangshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evat manishvare. Text 21 of the second chapter of the first canto. It says, the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings, means illusions, are cut to pieces. The chain of karma is finished when one sees the Lord as his master. So this, Prabhupada says, this enlightenment of seeing the Lord perfectly enables the devotee to distinguish spirit from matter, because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. This knot is called, you are not listening? Yes. This knot is called ahankara, and it falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. And again, this can be cut only by Krishna, who comes in the heart. Krishna is like the sun, Prabhupada says. And the materialistic speculations are like the darkest midnight. As soon as the Krishna sun is arisen within one's heart, the darkness of materialistic speculation about the absolute truth and the living beings is at once cleared off, gone. The knot is cut. But not by you, my dear devotees, by Krishna. This is very important. You must have the Krishna darshan. Krishna must come in this heart. Then you are saved, not in any other way. Now, this is a highly debated subject. Should we at all desire to have the darshan of Krishna? Should we at all, you know, want to see Krishna? Isn't it, we have an instruction by Prabhupada where he says, don't try to see Krishna, but try to act in such a way that Krishna will see you. You know everything, theoretically. Don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna sees you. So should we try to have the darshan of Krishna? Are we not warned again and again, don't try to find Krishna behind some bush in Vrindavan? Prabhupada speaks like this in the fourth canto. But you should rather serve your spiritual master. And now we hear, only if Krishna is seen in the heart, if there is a darshan, my existential problem can be solved. How can we bring this together? Jiva Goswami says, the desire to see Krishna is the only qualification to get Krishna. If you don't want to see Krishna, if you don't want to have Krishna's darshan in your life, then you will not see him most properly since many lifetimes. And Sanatana Goswami says, by all methods of spiritual discipline, seeing the Lord in person is the true reward to be attained. That alone means this Krishna darshan alone destroys illusion down to the root, so that pure love of God may flourish. Let us be crystal clear. The statement here is, in the Bhagavatam and in the Acharyas, that only if you see Krishna can your illusion totally be destroyed. That cuts the knot in the heart absolutely. And Srila Prabhupada gives this analogy, you have heard it many times. Only when the sun rises can the darkness be destroyed. Your little match won't... the night will laugh at your little match. You want to dispel me with your little match? You can lit 1,000 matches. I won't go. Only when the sun comes in the morning, the night knows now my time is over. I have to go. So only when Krishna comes in the heart and you have the darshan of Krishna will the illusion go completely. Otherwise, you will remain the eternal neophyte. Hare Krishna. So, what is about these statements? Don't try to see Krishna. Act in a way that Krishna sees you. My dear devotees, this needs to be really understood in the light of Prabhupada's gift to all of us. To see Krishna is not possible for a conditioned soul through the eyes. It is only possible to get Krishna for the conditioned soul by the ears. This path is called in the third canto of the Bhagavatam Shrutekshita. Ikshita means seeing, and Shruta means through hearing. You have all heard Shastra Shakshu, seeing through the eyes of the Shastras. There is a verse which you all have chanted many times, Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Krityantasto Chabadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. It means that, did I really have the right verse? I wanted to have the verse. When you hear Krishna in the heart, Paramatma in the heart, I will find it for you. Yes. I'm a little jet-lagged, so my mind is not good. That was the right verse. It says, see Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee. He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Here it is. Surit. Krishna is the Surit in our heart. Our best friend who comes and he takes care of the darkness of ignorance, which is there. And he comes once again, not through the path of the eyes to the conditioned soul. He comes through the path of hearing. I would like to speak a little bit now about the necessity of chanting Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in sings in one of his songs that by chanting the holy name, the sun of Krishna rises in the heart of all conditioned souls and takes away the darkness of ignorance. He sings that it is Krishna who is like the sun who comes in our heart if we chant the holy name, and he reveals himself, and so on. I have two sleepers here before me. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji's. Good morning. You may think I've heard this already. I can sleep now for some time, but I guarantee you it will be a new discovery. Listen carefully. We need to become serious in receiving Krishna through the proper oral receptions, through the channel. Now, as we try this, a great problem comes. Our mind, which is fed by the false ego, does not want to listen to the holy name. It does not want to receive Krishna. Because the ego and the mind have to vacate the throne in the heart once Krishna comes and takes his rightful place. Krishna belongs here, not us. We belong in the servant position. We should not occupy the throne of our heart with our knot of false ego. And when we hear, the mind makes the trick of being inattentive. It goes somewhere else. It's a very interesting, this inattention or distraction or absent-mindedness in chanting or not being present in chanting is a trick of the ego to maintain its place in the conditioned soul's heart. And it empowers and funnels the mind to do that. This is such a problem that Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavors, no one can defeat the distracted mind. You can try, but it doesn't work by one's own efforts. The defeat of the mind is only possible by your grace, O Krishna. Therefore, it behooves me, it means I have to pray for you to help me defeat the mind so that I can be focused and concentrated. In other words, we have come to the solution. We have come to Krishna who has come in the holy name. But there is an obstacle. Our mind is there. You must know, on our own, we cannot ascend to Krishna. Ascend means climb up. It's almost like trying to climb up the drops of a monsoon rain to try to get to the cloud. Have you ever tried? I think no one even thinks of this, but that's the analogy. Try to climb up the raindrops to get to the cloud. It's not possible. In the same way, it's not possible on our own efforts to go to Krishna. But Krishna has descended in the form of the holy name. This is the good news of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He has given, Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given the holy name to all of the conditioned souls in this age of Kali, because Krishna is, the holy name is Krishna. In this world, my dear devotees, are only two spiritual entity. One is you, congratulations. The soul, not the mind, not the body, not the ego, you. And the second spiritual entity is holy name. Why? Because Krishna has seen our problem. He has seen we can't come on our own effort to him. We stumble, we fail. Even Diti, a superior Mataji, Indra has served, he sees the Lord, who has come as Vamandev, and Kashyapa Muni, very superior person. They are locked here in an attachment situation, and terrible chaos. Even they can't overcome by this problem. It's so strong, this Maya, that only Krishna can solve it. And he has come in the holy name and in the Bhagavatam, has come with this Bhagavatam message, like the sun it has arisen in the age of Kali to show us lost souls the way. And we have to now learn to receive Krishna. We have to pray to Krishna, please help me to control this mind and ego which create a barrier, a mountain before you, so that please help me. This is the problem. When you are in Vrindavan, there is a tip how you can reside in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham, for us Vaishnavas, it's not going to India really. India is India. It is, yes, a great possibility. Not always fully realized. There are many things in the outer covering of India which are distracting from Krishna consciousness. India has become the biggest export of cow leather, export country of cow leather. Ooh, India, my India. We are not here because of being in India. We are interested in Krishna. That is our idea. India is a material country like anything. Prabhupada had one god brother in German, Hare Krishna. He was called Swami Sadananda, Sadananda Swami. And he once came to Bhaktisiddhanta and lamented, I don't have any association with the Indian culture. I don't feel anything for Diwali, with this and that. It's a culture. It's not. I have no resonance. I'm from a different country. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, good. We are not interested in this culture. We are interested only in what God has spoken. India is better than other countries because here the Lord has appeared. I don't want to, you know, risk to never get a donation from the Indian devotees again. Hare Krishna. I'm joking. I'm just joking to make you a little bit awake. No, there is wonderful opportunities. The Lord has appeared here. Sanskrit is here and so on. But I just mean materialistic culture. We are not interested in this. We are interested what the Lord has come. We are interested in India only because of Krishna. Yes, that's the idea. So, my dear devotees, it is necessary to connect with Krishna, because only Krishna can help us to get away from this, not in the heart. And I want to end by giving you some recommendations for your residence in Vrindavan. It's in Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Please try to see this as a guideline for living in Vrindavan. He says how we should reside here. It means, what he will explain is, you have to reside in a humble mood here. I should always glorify everyone. Glorify. I should see that I can please everyone. Everyone means even the cows and the monkeys have a right to be here. I should always eagerly desire the happiness and prosperity of all. I should desire that my sleeping brahmacharis are awake and happy in their life. I should serve everyone as if they are my own self. Can I give you something? Do you need something? Some warm cloth? Maybe socks? Winter is also there. I should always bow my head in extreme humility to all. Then someday I will personally reside in this most purifying abode of Vrindavan, free of all selfish desires and expectations. While you are in Vrindavan, my dear devotees, think of your Vrindavan project. Your Vrindavan project should be to give up your false identification with your body and your mind. From your identification, your thoughts come, your feelings come, your actions come, and even your dreams come from your identification. Going and staying in Vrindavan is a project where you want to get rid of the wrong identification. You are a servant of Krishna. You are a soul, and there are only three desires in the soul. The soul wants to meet Krishna. The soul wants to serve Krishna. The soul wants to please Krishna. And as you practice with these, that you want to serve Krishna, you want to meet Krishna, in some ways, in the holy name and the deities, and you want to please Krishna, slowly the darkness, Krishna will test you. Is it really? Really? You are real? Or you are just saying it, you're just repeating it because you heard it somewhere? I'm interested in what you really think. And then when Krishna sees you hankering for him, then Krishna comes and cuts the knot, and then you're released from central prison. That's your own mind. Hare Krishna. Krishna can do, not you. Oops, that rhymes even. Krishna can cut the knot, not you. And therefore, approach Krishna. Best is very best is, oops, I have so many books here so that you will believe me. Yes. Best is you chant, but in a certain way. Best is you serve, but in a certain way. Best is you listen, but in a certain way. What is that way? It is stated, says Prabhupada, in Gopi's Feelings of Separation. You have chanted this during the month of Kartik, I've heard. It is stated in Srinivas Acharya's prayer to the six Goswamis that they left the material opulences of government service and the princely status of life, and they went to Vrindavan, where they live just like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. Chant with the feeling of separation. Serve with my Lord. I'm so far away. Please come here. Oh my Lord, I need some more information. Similarly, Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri. He was in the role of Radharani, you know everything, feeling the separation of Krishna. Yes, those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, in which succession are you, by the way? Yes, I'm wanting you to listen. This is where we are, by the way. Those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, means Hare Krishna movement, should also feel the separation of Krishna, worship his transcendental form, and discuss his transcendental teachings. The spiritual masters should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection, feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Should I repeat it for you? Good. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Feel. Be in this mood. I'm here in Vrindavan, but I'm so far away. I'm in somewhere. Now you should be Krishna, and you should chant like this. Oh Krishna, please, please accept me. Please accept me in my service. In my service? In your service. You are not listening. You are tired after Kartik. I know you have done so much austerities. I will not torture you any longer. I have tested you a few times. You did well, not so good this morning. But I know after Kartik we feel... So good. This mood, separation, is what we need to imbibe. And then Krishna will come. Oh, this devotee wants me. And he will cut the knot. I was very happy this morning. I had a small discussion with Agnidev Prabhu. Agnidev Prabhu is now an old man. He is approaching 70 years of old age. That is a time when in Germany every German writes down his testament. He has dancing and chanting, and when the Prabhu says we have to stop, he says, one minute, one minute more. And I was discussing, and he was saying, when we chant, then somehow we feel some energy in our life, because Krishna comes in the form of the holy name with all his shaktis, energies. And he is surprisingly filling us with energy. So thank you all very much. All the best for your remaining time in Vrindavan Dham. May Krishna fulfill all your spiritual desires, and may you all, experience this being close to Krishna. It's so nice that we can all sit here and be sheltered in Srila Prabhupada's temple. I feel really, it's kingdom of God. All the best. I've gone a little over time, so I will not be able to answer questions now. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.